This is Corinne LaRue with California Ag Today. Texas Tech Professor of Agriculture and Applied Economics Darren Hudson says even if the Russia-Ukraine conflict ended today, the impacts will be long-lasting, and to make sure you're prepared for a potential financial crisis.
I hope what producers really start thinking about is financial risk, not just price risk, but maintaining cash reserves, doing things that are strategies at minimizing household risk out into the future so that when you have this event, you've got something to fall back on.
Hudson says international trade will be permanently affected by this war. He hopes in moving forward, the U.S. industry diversifies consumers and suppliers for inputs and other products.
Don't know that we're going to be in the same kind of world after this is over, even if it manages to end fairly quickly. I think the views of a lot of places, a lot of the U.S. consumers, but also a lot of U.S. businesses, is China's not likely to be as reliable a partner in trade going forward as they were in the past. I think the ag supply chain is really, in part, U.S. agriculture is a little more buffered against this simply because we have a greater diversity of where we send product. So I think we're not dependent on Russia as the primary consumer, but we are dependent on China as a primary consumer for U.S. ag products. And we probably ought to rethink that being overly dependent on one country or set of countries that are probably not strategically aligned with the U.S.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.